Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, it's the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. We're going to hang around Chicago for the show today. So sometimes we're talking about another country. Other times we're in our own backyard. I hope everybody had a good National Foot Health Month, which was the month of May. And we talked about that a couple of times. Wow, there's still so much hoopla for the new book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents. Some fabulous reviews from people I have such high regard for, organizations like the National Youth Sports Organization. So we'll keep you abreast. As a matter of fact, my second guest today, Missy, contributed to the book. But we've got a great doubleheader today. You know, we're going to start off with Brett Hinds. He's the head of operations, Top Golf, Chicagoland area, Top Golf. A multifaceted golf entertainment venue. It's really quite an organization. He'll be joining me. And then we're going to return with Missy Orth-Frey. Gosh, I know Missy since she was a teenager, the national class gymnast. And she's a personal trainer. She's a member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. And again, she's a contributor with her article, Do You Think You Can Help Your Child Become a Better Athlete? Then it's the Sports Doctor's In your email. I want to start right off. Hey, Brett Hinds, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. Happy to be here.
Hey, it's great to have you. You know, we've had some of the best golfers in the world on as guests, Brett. I've had therapists who work with golf. Matter of fact, Missy is a champion golfer, works with about five or six touring pros. Tell us a little bit about yourself and the global sports entertainment community and Top Golf.
Absolutely. Well, to start, I'm happy to be here. As mentioned, my name is Brett. I'm the director of operations here at Top Golf. I'm actually based out of our Naperville location, which is just off of 88 and 59 here locally. But I'm a father of twin boys. They're 9.5 years old. Happily married to a lovely lady named Rachel, and we've been together for 12 years now. And at the end of the day, I'm an avid sports fan, as well as not as much as a golfer as most people would think. Running a golf entertainment complex, I was for a very long time. but when I had kids, I put my clubs away for quite a few years, so just to focus more on their sports and things of that nature. But a little bit about me. I did go to Kansas State University way back in the day. So I'm from Manhattan, Kansas, and actually was fortunate enough to get a soccer scholarship to play in what's called the Jayhawk League. But we played for a place called Garden City. But I played full-ride soccer scholarship for a couple years. Got to play against people like Creighton and Wichita State and things like that. Soccer was not as popular 20-plus years ago as it is today. So I was a little bit more on the upswing back then. But as far as other than that, I'm an avid coach when I can be for my kids, and I do like to stay as athletic as I can. I have run both the Chicago and New York Marathon. It's been about a decade since I've done either, but I'm signed up to do the local half Naperville Marathon this fall to support school district 204. So I'm excited.
Great organization.
Great
charities. You know, it's interesting. We have again on the Sports Doctor. I've got to get you the book with your 9.5-year-old sons and the fact that you're a coach. Hashtag, hey, sports parents, man, you know, stay out of trouble and do all the positive things that are so key, you know, to children's sports. You know, we had Paul Calloway on the show probably last month. Paul runs the Golf Academy at Cantigny, and he talks about dealing with kids as early as, you know, 7, 8, 9 years old. When many times we're talking about these kids who are getting serious earlier and earlier. Now, t- Top Golf, you talk about a golf entertainment complex where you really have all sorts of aspects, right? From lessons to fun stuff. Tell us about, I know that the facility in Naperville, you guys built sort of from the ground up, didn't you?
We did. It's all, every one of them out there is, with the exception of our very first one in the United States, which is in Alexandria, Virginia, over 15 years ago, has been built from the ground up. So the venue itself is probably not what you would imagine if you haven't been to a Topgolf yet. It is a 66,000-square-foot facility, so it's not small by any means. We have three levels of hitting bays. There's 34 hitting bays per floor. And to kind of describe, I always like to back up, especially when I'm doing radio, it is not a virtual game. Now, we have that product now, but this is a live, you know, ball hitting scenario. So for those of you who've never been to a Topgolf, I definitely always like to point that out because we see some confusion sometimes. But so basically, we can have, you know, 1,000, 1,300 people in the building all playing our game. And describe our game a little bit, we have 11 targets out on the field. They look like giant dartboards sitting on the ground. They're about 11 to 12 feet deep. And so as you hit a ball from one of our climate control bays out into one of those targets, you can score points based on what part of that target you hit into. So picture like darts and you're hitting a dartboard, you can score points based on what section of the target it goes into. With that being said, we are the opposite of the real game of golf. We're actually going for a high score to play the game here versus the low score like it is the real game of golf. So every game of Topgolf, and we actually have nine different games, but every game of Topgolf has 20 golf balls. We usually tell people to play five at a time and kind of create some competition. But up to six people can play each other at a time and really create some competition, some fun, whatever it might be. And you spoke about the youth. Yes, we have three-year-olds, actually, that will come out here and play with their parents. We see that all the time. That's very popular to have families come out and hit the golf ball and have fun. We serve you food and beverages right in the bay, as well as other you know, spots in the venue that you can sit either way. Or we have a lot of people that come in just to dine and enjoy live music during the summer.
It sounds like absolutely. I think the fact that it's a family venue where there is things for everybody to do besides taking part in the whole Topgolf world of stuff. Everybody, you're listening to the Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. Go to my website, sportsdoctorradio.com. You can go to radio shows. You can listen to shows from 10 years ago, longer. You could see some of the different guests that we've had on internationally in all aspects of wellness, fitness, sports medicine. To say a few, you could go to newspaper articles, and you could read about some of the many different articles we've taken part in on everything from choosing the best shoe to what about your son or daughter specializing. One of my most infamous articles, which is Women in High Heels, Accepting the Challenge. And again, I can't tell you how many guests I get on Twitter. We publish great sports medicine information a few times a day on Twitter at Sports Doc, DOC Radio. But don't tell anybody. But, of course, the secret behind the title of the book, hashtag Sports Parents, is we've got an active, interactive, at that hashtag, Hey Sports Parents, which you could check out. You know, we're talking with Brett Hinds. He's the head of operations, the Naperville facility, Topgolf, you know, golf entertainment, where, believe it or not, the higher your score, the better it is. How many facilities are there, and where are they around the country, Brett?
So we're in quite a few major markets now, and even some smaller markets now. We're up to 41 venues in the United States, we have three in the UK, which is where it started about 20 years ago.
I hope they're listening in, man. You know,
they might be. Yeah, they might be.
Sports Doctor's on once a week on UK Radio Health. So, and you'll see that info. You'll be able to turn your friends on. So the from across the pond. Wow, for how many different states are you in?
So we're currently in, that's a good question. I think about 15 states. I could be wrong on that one, but about 15 states. We do have a very large number in Texas. We have nine in Texas right now. Interestingly enough, we've actually jumped across another pond or an ocean, if you will. We are opening in Australia in about 6 weeks. So that's a new international expansion for us, as well as now in Mexico and Canada and Dubai. We've announced all of those in the last 6 months.
Can people take lessons Well, by the way, Brett, give us what's the website to find out all the info about Topgolf?
www.topgolf.com. You can get all the information. You can always put Naperville on the end if you want to come specifically to this venue, but topgolf.com will give you all that information. And to answer your first question, absolutely, absolutely. We have two full-time pros here. They are PGA card-holding pros. They do lessons from anywhere from, you know, your 5-6-year-old, which does happen, as you mentioned earlier, and people getting into golf early, and all the way across the board. So what's interesting about us is we only close 2 days a year, and that's Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we have basically figured out how to engineer the weather out of our venue, and therefore...
I'm telling you, man. Yes. If you're talking about, you know, maybe in England, or let alone Chicago, you did mention real early, I hooked right onto it, where you said weather-controlled, climate-controlled, hitting areas where
yes.
you could be right regardless whether it's in the middle of the winter. Whose idea was all this?
So there's a couple gentlemen. They're twin brothers. They're named the Joliffe brothers. They started this in the UK actually about 20 years ago. Basically, dog tack technology. They were sitting around at a range drinking a few beers and said, "Hey, wouldn't it be nice to get feedback on your golf game?" So they one of them was a little bit more techie. The other one was a little bit more entrepreneurial. The two of them met up several times. Yeah, I met up several times. They're great guys. But they figured out a way to do it. And what was interesting about it is they really went after the golfers in the beginning and realized that more families and things of that nature were showing up, or families with dad who wanted to try out that new club or enjoy hitting some balls. But was, you know, we then realized, and I wasn't around quite back then, but that it was had more entertainment value than just golf practice value. Now, we still have a lot of diehard golfers that come and practice with specifically in the mornings and during the day. But for the most part, our blend of guests has really turned into, within reason, non-golfers. And so about 51% of the people that visit our venue, and this was a survey done by the National Golf Association or Federation, Foundation, sorry, last year, consider themselves non-golfers, meaning they just don't play at all. But of that 51%, 23% now say we've introduced them to golf, or Topgolf introduced them to golf, and about 75% of those folks are still playing. So
I can tell you the head of operations. Because you got all those percentages, man. You know.
Well, it's been fun to work with the PGA and the LPGA and a lot of those things over the last couple of years. And you know, that wasn't necessarily a relationship we had, you know, when I first started with the company about 8 years ago. But now it's a great partnership, and we're trying to do what we can.
And the ability to have something for the kids to do besides hitting a ball and taking part in that, maybe having a hamburger at the same time, and then getting that kind of atmosphere. I think is really what's quite unique. What you mentioned something before also, Brett, where you said golfers could learn more about how their ball is responding or reacting. What do you mean?
So some of our venues now have, and this is something that we don't currently have in Naperville, we have this product called Top Tracer or Top Golf Range, and you'll actually start to see it at some local golf ranges in the area as well. So we've managed to figure out a way to take our technology out of our four walls and install it in some local places. But it can give you information, and we've got about 5 pieces of information right now about your rotation, what they call the smash factor, the angle you're hitting the ball, and things of that nature, and what that allows to do. So it's basically camera technology, just like you'd see on if you're watching sport, you know, golf on the weekends. There's basically 3 big players out there, and we have one of them, what's called Top Tracer. And, you know, it's that little laser that follows the ball that you see if you're watching golf live.
Right.
So we are one of those companies, yeah, and we actually have installed that now into some of our venues. We don't have it here yet in Naperville, but we're scheduled to down the road.
Yes,
and,
you know,
you
it's
now
interesting.
Can not only play the game, you can get more feedback on your game if you're a diehard golfer. So.
Yes, and, you know, it's interesting, of course, on the sports doctor over the decades, we've always realized, I go way back with Paul Callaway. Paul was the first physical therapist who traveled with the tour players back in the Jack Nicklaus and Arnold Palmer days. Really,
oh, wow.
Before everybody realized that golfers are real, real athletes, it's tremendous stress on the body, and the idea of preventing injury, including, for example, what's the best shoe to be in? For instance, if you're going to be playing golf as far as balance and stability is concerned. And the science side, of course, we've used it in the world of figure skating called dartfish, where there would be an analysis of your body position when you're jumping, landing, moving, many different sports. If you've got orthotics in your shoes for optimum alignment, for instance, and the kind of positive differences it could make, you know, it seems like golf is a never-ending, you know, popularity population. And it's interesting. You're almost like a, perish the thought, you know, like the Disneyland of golf.
Yeah, we'll take that comparison. We've actually partnered with Disney on a few programs. Our associates and our service are very important to us, and we felt, hey, who does a better job than anybody? So, and that's Disney. So we've actually partnered with them, and we now put our associates through some training that's very specific to how Disney trains, you know, their associates that they have there, or their cast members that they call them down in Florida.
Yeah, who's your sales gal there that we've seen numerous times? She was at the meeting. Who's the gal that deals with some of the different sales?
Kristen Giannini, yes.
Right.
She's great. Yes.
She wants to say hello to her.
Yeah, absolutely. I will definitely do that. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, if anybody out there is local and they are looking, or anywhere that we have a Topgolf, but we actually have an Academy program that starts next week since school's just now getting out. But it's a 9 to noon Monday through Friday scenario. I wouldn't like to call it a daycare, but it can be in some cases if your kids are old enough. And then what we do for is provide golf lessons, lunch, and fun and activities for usually about 40 kids at a time, and one per four, one per five, instructor, kid to instructor ratio, and really teach them all the different things about short game, putting, you know, long game, and what makes it more engaging for them at the end of the day is the fact that they get feedback on how far they're hitting the ball.
Oh, yeah. And again, we're all in the contest.
Absolutely.
We're all in the contest of keeping children active. We've talked for 20 years on the Sports Doctor, Brett, about the challenges of childhood obesity and this whole side of things where there's such a lack of activity. Now you got the kids that, you know, they're looking at screens 24/7. So the idea of combining almost like sounds like a golf camp for the kids is I think is a terrific idea.
It's been very popular. And we've been very successful with it, and it's really helped. Well, create, you know, raving fans for us, too, down the road, because they just constantly want to come to Topgolf, so we're very excited about that.
You guys also, I think, don't you have events and other parties and other kinds of things that you guys host?
We absolutely do, yes. I've got a full sales team that handles corporate events, team-building outings. Really see a lot of team-building happening. We do see a lot of kids' birthday parties and things of that nature on the weekends. We like to call ourselves the PG-rated bachelor party, so we'll have a lot of groups come where they will invite Grandpa and Uncle Bob and, you know, things like that to come and enjoy.
Right.
But they're out. They're going to do something, you know, unfun or you know, naughty that's well after they leave here. So we like being kind of a starting point for them. But, yes, we absolutely have lots of events. We have lots of fundraising goes on. We work with a lot of local charities as well as national charities like Make-A-Wish. And Fold of Honor and a few others. So that's
I tell you, it sounds like quite a variety. You know, hard to beat that expression we used, which is a global sports entertainment community with, like you said, over 40 venues. And then you're in England, and you're going to be in Australia with Topgolf with the same kind of is Naperville pretty much the prototype or one of the prototype facilities?
We would fall into the model, yeah. The model is what we have. We call 102 hitting bays and about 66,000 square feet. We employ, we're very fortunate to really be kind of a conduit for a lot of young adults' first job. So we have about 550 associates is what we'll average during the summer here, which is our higher time of the year.
Do the facilities have pro shops? At all?
We don't currently have pro shops, Dr. Bob. We did at one point. That was something we experienced and played with many years ago.
I mean, we gotta have a place to sell a book. Hashtag Sports Fair.
That's a good point.
Brett,
we can talk about that. Yeah.
Yes. The time flew by. I want to thank
Absolutely.
You so much. Give us the website again for all things Topgolf oriented.
Be happy to. It is Topgolf, TOPGOLF.com, and that'll lead you to lots of fun and exciting things.
All right, Brett, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we're going to be right back from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. Live from Chicago, we are back. Excited to have returning Melissa Orth Frey. I know Missy since she was a champion gymnast, is like a 17-year-old. She truly is a premier personal trainer. She's a member of the National Fitness Hall of Fame. She's a former world champion in powerlifting. She's an exercise physiologist. Trains some of the best athletes in all sports. She's really got a touch for the world of golf. And again, Missy participated. We lucked out, man. We got her to write about, do you think you could help your child become a better athlete, the whole physical side? Hashtag, hey, sports parents. Missy, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Bob. How are you?
I am good. Give us a quickie, little bit of what you're doing. And a little bit of your background for everybody.
Absolutely. So right now what I'm doing is I'm training lots of incredible athletes and actually business people too. And we've learned so much in the way of training. Some of the latest stuff that we've learned, and it's stuff that we, you and I were doing and Bob Guider was doing, was we were working with the windows of opportunity for the kids. So they made sure that they were in a speed window when they were younger and not interrupting it too much. And I do that a lot with kids. We have overcoached and overparented kids a lot, trying to get them into one area. And instead, we need to actually follow what we know in science that says that children need to be in multiple sports while they're young. So that
well, that's
they can
a great,
develop
yes, it's a great point.
Blueprint.
It's a great point. Mm-hmm. But there's a chapter in my book called The Prodigy Sports. Whether it's figure skating or gymnastics or ballet, now soccer, tennis, there's a lot of them where the pressure, this is what the boy or girl wants to do. You could tell them all day, but she wants your daughter. She wants to figure skate 9 days a week, and this is what she's doing. And this is many times when I would send them to people like you so you could really get them overall to try to train as best. Of course, Missy, I was in the late 70s. You were a teenager, you were a champion gymnast, you got injured, you ended up in our facility, Sports Fitness Institute, the rest is history. with the famous Bob Guida, who was always 20 years ahead of what was going on in those areas. And it's interesting when you mention the windows of time and the concern about the overuse, the epidemic of overuse injuries in youth sports. And it's interesting, it's on the physical side, the mental side with the burnout and this ranting, raving, overzealous parents and coaches, these abusive coaches. So youth sports is a big, big, big deal. It's why we wrote the book. And I always ask you, people like yourself, how your sports psychology skills are when you're dealing with families and these parents.
Yeah, you know what? It's got to be, you have got to have done your work. If you're going to work with these beautiful families, the children and the parents really are trying to do what's best for the child. You see it. However, the sins of the fathers and mothers, what they're doing that's incorrect, they then turn around and do to the child. And so there's so many kids, like by the time they're 14, I get a lot of 14-year-old girls and the parents are like, they're eating too much or they're not eating enough. And the parents are trying to control their eating. And just that is an issue. And the parents are having a hard time controlling their own eating.
Big issue.
And the children, And so the children.
You mentioned it.
Stuck
you
in
mentioned,
that.
You mentioned in your article, one of the things that really struck out at me, which was athletes fuel, train, and rest when we're talking about children's attitudes regarding, you know, what it takes. I've had experts on, I have one coming on next month, the whole world of food concerns and food dysfunctions with sometimes, again, your daughter's in a sport. How old was your daughter when she started skating?
My daughter was 4, and now she's 15, and she's on the Chicago Skates team at McFetridge, and she loves it. It's a synchronized ice skating team. And they have some
synchro
great coaches
teams,
there.
Our old friend, Mike Andrews, who you remember well, Michael still coaches synchro teams, the Chicago Jazz, and works with, you know, that aspect. So you've experienced, of course, you were somebody who specialized quite early. How old were you when you started gymnastics?
Well, get this. I did not specialize early. I grew up in a family. We didn't have a lot of money. We had 5 girls. And so I loved exercising from a young age. When I was really little, they used to time me getting out of my crib and, like, Three seconds out of the crib into the door at 9 months old, which is insane. I just did that naturally. And then when I was...
That's one of the cartoons. We have cartoons in the book.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And so then I liked the playground. So I'd swing on the monkey bars and go down the slides and try cartwheels and do that. So I did not start gymnastics till I was 12. But I had learned a lot of the proper blueprints. I knew how to throw. I knew how to kick. I knew how to swing on the monkey bars. I knew how to go down. I swung on swings. I climbed trees. That all builds the proper blueprints. We don't let our children do that anymore. We don't let them play. And if you want to know your kid, you need to play with them. And you need to let them play because it's fun. And you need to let them do with their friends. That's fun. And from that, I learned a joy of exercise. And that built my confidence, my competence, and motivated me. And so at 12 years old, I had so much when I went into it. And luckily, I had incredible coaching. As you know, Bob Guida had some great gymnastics coaches. Hurt my knee in gymnastics and went into training with Bob. And he saw that I had all those blueprints and was able to pull them back together and give me the things I didn't have. So,
yes. Yeah. What was the date? What was the date on your orthotics, Missy?
I was 16 years old and I'm 55.
78?
So you did the math. Yeah, absolutely.
Missy was one of the best athletes we ever saw at Sports Fitness Institute. Again, very, very multifaceted. Again, the idea of the core, the idea of balance, stability, that Dov Guida, the idea, the world of rubber band resistance, all of these things that he paid so much attention to that was part of you rebuilding yourself. Didn't you go on and become a powerlifting champion?
I did. Bob and Karen coached me through the world championships.
Karen Guida.
They took and they saw that I had talent, and they helped to train what I had and take my weak points and make them stronger, and take my strong points and make them stronger too. And they really guided me, and that's really what I get to do today. I just got as a client through another kid that shattered L3, so he's got a fusion between L3 and L4. 2 years ago, he came and said he wanted to make the pro golf tour, and he just made the tour in Africa, South African tour, Sunshine Tour. And then he's referred another kid to me that has a swing speed faster than Tiger Woods. And what's so fascinating is that the way in which he was being coached was telling him to open his hands or slow down his hips. And all we needed to teach him was the right plane to generate power. And we're going to see a lot of that kid. I mean,
it's interesting. Of course, you talk a lot about it, which is, you know, the idea of doing the two things, whether you're the best athlete in the world or whether it's your son or daughter, the only two things everybody really cares about. Number one, can I prevent injuries and overuse, repetitive motion injuries?
Yes.
And number two, for those who really are paying attention, how can I enhance performance? I want to be a step or two quicker. I want to be more explosive. And one of the challenges when we've got, for example, golf coaching, is that they're not necessarily body mechanics experts. You know, last month I had Paul Calloway on. You remember Paul Calloway.
I know Paul, yeah.
Yes, very similar ideas in the whole world. His book was called Body Balance for Performance. And again, my thing always with you guys is, hey man, you got to work those feet and ankles, and you got to be paying big attention to alignment. We don't care how much your daughter could bench press; we want to know if she could balance on one foot, right?
Absolutely. Well, and just, you know what you just said. It. What you said was that working with you, working with me, working with a great golf pro, it's the collaboration. And the law says that if you're doing it right, it should go across all the expertises. And so when you get a young athlete, and then you can actually build a team of people around that athlete that speak around, this is what we're doing here. Okay, this is how it crosses over here. And it all crosses. And it makes the client better. It makes us better as professionals if we can collaborate.
We're going to talk more about it. Give me quickly the website people could find out about you and your program.
Core Courage. www.corecourage.com. CoreCourage.
Okay. And we're going to be right back, everybody, with Missy Orth-Frey. It's the Sports Doctor.
Near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son and daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker. Call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.
everybody. We are back live from Chicago. Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. It's the Sports Doctor. Check out sportsdoctorradio.com, and you can go to radio shows, newspaper articles, find out all sorts of information. Great stuff about our new book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, talking with Missy Orth Frey, Fitness Hall of Famer, former world champion, trainer of some of the best young athletes, just comes out of the whole world I've been part of over the past, my gosh, 30, 40 years almost. We're talking about what it takes for these kids and their family and their parents to have a well-developed program. Give us some keys when you talk about windows of times, ages, that you think are important when parents with kids who are in traveling teams, parents with kids who are on junior high school and high school teams. Give us some of the bullets that you think they should be really paying attention to in your world.
Okay. Well, one of the latest, greatest things that we are learning about, and you're going to hear lots more about it, is how reflexes drive motion. And so some of the primitive reflexes have not been integrated when children are born or even up till 3 to 5 years of age. And even some of us at our age do not have those primitive reflexes integrated.
What are primitive reflexes?
So like put your hand on the down to a baby, on like you put your finger up to a baby and they grip your finger, it's very loving, a wonderful feeling that you get, but it's actually a primitive reflex. And so we have these primitive reflexes, and some of us have not integrated them. And so that's actually the latest in ADHD. People, instead of going on all types of medication, although the medication can help, definitely, I'm not speaking against it. They can get checked for primitive reflexes. Yes, exercise is key. And integrating primitive reflexes too is really, really important, and it helps the body then reflexively just to do what it's supposed to do. So going to a therapist and trying to get those reflexes integrated, even when they're babies, all the way up, that's an important thing. That's one. Two, 0 to 8 years of age is a speed window. So these kids should be running and cutting. If you watch like a bunch of preschoolers, they're running and cutting 3 to 5 seconds and then cutting, and they're playing and laughing with their friends, and they're picking up balls and throwing them down, and they're not running a mile. They're not doing things that an adult would go in and say, you've got to do this as many times as you can go around. They don't do that. They're literally developing what they need to do, which is their speed window. And if you step in and try and coach them through that speed window, you're slowing them down. And they only get this, they get two speed windows, but they only get this one speed window one time. And if they miss it or you interrupt it, you actually slow them down. So they may be a race car, but they're not going to be the rocket ship they could have been. So that's important. Then 8 to 10 for girls and 9 to 11 for boys, that's a skills window. Now you can go in and say, this is what you're going to be doing. This is how you hold it. This is how you throw it. If you do this, it's going to make it better. Gymnastics and figure skating, you do need to give them some skills earlier. That's an early development sport. So that's fine. There are some other early development sports. But for the most part, you want to let kids play, and you want to celebrate that. And you want their friends to be doing it. Huge, yeah.
Huge point, and I think, when you're talking about even the development of an elite athlete, that these kinds of, I like that idea of some of these reflexes, the ability to change direction. That's why I've always loved balance training. I always love guided. Mm-hmm. You see, everybody's balancing on mini trams. That's what I like so much about the sand dune stepper, where you're creating all sorts of imbalance and you're using the body to balance itself. So the skills in those kinds of ages, like you said, maybe 8 to 10 in girls, 9 to 11 in boys. What about the next window?
So the next window is another flexibility window. Now you see these kids are growing quickly, and first your long bones grow first, and then then everything grows, your ligaments and tendons and muscles pull. So you want to do range of motion with these kids. And they're also learning how to play and consolidating sport-specific skills. And that's 11 to 14 for girls and 12 to 15 for boys. It's also the second window that we develop speed. So you really want to allow them to go fast and do what they can and not get in their way for speed. The speed windows, you hear we can't teach speed. We can help get it better, but you really want to let them develop it at that point. And the next window is ages 15 to 21 for girls and 16 to 23. This is the window when the kids should specialize. Up until then, they need to be in at least two sports. So, but we're specializing them early. And so what happens?
And I think the result, of course, is this epidemic of overuse injuries. Now, I have a chapter in the book called Youth Sports and Drugs. This is when it starts very early. You know, my son needs an Advil twice a day because otherwise his feet hurt or his knees hurt or whatever. The overscheduling, let alone the specialization, same thing. It's overkill times 10. And the getting under the tutelage, somebody like yourself with these concepts in mind of looking to try to develop, you know, the 80% of the women's Gold Cup soccer team, 80% played multiple sports. It's one of these difficult myths that, you know, the money of coaches and pressure to get these kids to specialize early, you do have a higher injury rate with specialization with overuse injuries, period.
Period. And that's because they have not developed the blueprint. If they're playing soccer, they haven't developed the blueprint of throwing. If they're playing baseball, they haven't developed the blueprint of kicking. So if you haven't developed the blueprint of throwing, you lose out on all sports that have anything to do with throwing. And so they say throw like a girl. The reason why is because girls didn't get the opportunity a lot of times to throw and catch. And so they don't know how. They don't have the blueprint. So you want to get out there. You want to play with your kids. You want to make it fun because that's what's going to get them moving. And in sports like golf, you can actually take frisbees and let them throw or balls and throw it to something. We play bowling on the green so they can learn the lie of the green and how it rolls. There's all kinds of ways to make it fun. And when it's not fun, the kids quit. You have to have five reasons why kids do sports. Number one, it has to be fun. Number two, their friends have to be doing it. Number three, they have to feel like they fit in. Number four, they need to feel like they could be good at it at some point. And number five, they need to feel like they can learn something. And if any one of those five things are missing, they will quit. And even as an adult, when we train, part of why we don't train is because it gets boring. We're not learning something, and your brain needs to learn as you go. So if you take from a trainer, you want to always make sure, yes, you get your exercises, but you learn something new. That will keep you motivated, and that's fun.
I think there are major keys. Again, even if we're talking with Missy Orth Frey here, who's worked with some of the best of the best. Even if we're talking about top, top, top kids, I find it terrific that you mentioned fun, friends, fitting in, important aspects, because if those things aren't included to begin with, where we started all of a sudden, they saw 40% of little leaguers were dropping out because they weren't having fun, they didn't like it. Give us again, Missy, I think we're almost out of time. Give us the website again to find out about you and your program.
Core Courage, CoreCourage, because it takes a lot of courage to build that core first before you go and develop all the glamour muscles or do what's fun. And we still have fun while we're building that, but we figure out ways in order to be able to do that.
Great. All right, Missy, thanks so much. Melissa Frey.
Thanks, Dr. Bob.
Participating in the book. Missy, hold on a quick second. Everybody, we're going to be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharkey Zartman, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharkey is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharkey talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parents' perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey, everybody. We are back live from Chicago. It's the Sports Doctor, Dr. Bob Weil, and the Sports Doctors In segment. Wow, it's great to be talking with Melissa, Missy, who all these years ago, time does fly. The Sports Doctors In segment, we answer some emails. I'll give you a heads up with some upcoming guests. Brag a little bit more about the book when we get a chance. Next week, Dr. Mike Pound, chiropractic physician, he hosts a podcast, Healing Faster. I was on his show a couple of months ago. He'll be joining me. And then Dr. Jeff LaCour, the physics of wellness, interesting physician, will be joining me. The following week, we're going to be talking about health, herbs, fitness writer Stacy Chalimi will be joining me. Old friend, guest who's on before, Mama Cuisine, Joanne Puri will be joining me. We'll talk a little bit about, health, eating, which we all need to find out more information, reminders, you know, to say the least. Let's see, what do we got here with email? Harry. My daughter is a serious ballet dancer. She's had some back issues. She dances almost every day. Would massages help? I'm a big soft tissue fan, Terry. Absolutely. Massage therapy is a very important part of recovery, healing, enhancing performance. And we would expect it to be a very positive addition regarding any back concerns. I would also mention that the chiropractic profession, I've had chiropractic physicians on forever on the Sports Doctor, and they're the profession that included massage therapy decades ago and the importance of soft tissue. So we would absolutely recommend that you include that. How often? Twice a month, if there's symptoms, maybe even once a week. again, depending on how she's doing, also some supervision regarding the intensity of her dancing and training might be something you really have to pay attention to. You know, in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, we talk so much about the overuse injuries and repetitive motion injuries and the prodigy sports. Ballet is one of them. Specialization very, very early, using the body the same way consistently. So soft tissue therapy, big weapon. Thomas says, what's the role of orthotics in sports? Hey, that's a great question, Thomas. Orthotics, when done properly, ideally custom orthotics made from molds of the feet and measured positions by podiatry, I have found to be one of the best weapons we have in preventing problems, preventing foot problems, preventing ankle, shin. I sing the song all the time, the foot bones connected to the ankle bones, connected to the leg bone, knee bone, backbone. Funny, my chiropractic friends sing the same song, but they start with the back, they come down. So orthotics to enhance proper alignment, orthotics for proper support, orthotics to redistribute weight, all are specific uses. In the world of figure skating, I really for decades seen that orthotics can make a positive difference, even if we don't have problems. So whether we're talking about running jumping sports, whether we're talking about edging sports, we have found orthotics really to be a step up, again, in those two areas that we mentioned earlier in the show, trying to prevent trouble and trying to enhance performance. Step or two quicker, better balance, better stability. Orthotics, which can, again, take into account what is that athlete's foot mechanics. What's his or her foot type? Flat feet, high arches, connected to bowed legs, connected with knocked knees. All of these aspects then matched with what's the best shoe. So important inclusion, orthotics in most instances, when done properly. Pat says, you talk a lot about communication with coaches, parents and coaches. Pat, we do. One of my frequent radio guests, one of the participants in the book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, Ian Goldberg. He's the CEO and founder of iSport 360, which is an app and a website with articles and information really talking about getting coaches and parents on the same page, getting them communicating, getting interaction regarding, again, I've written various articles for him regarding everything from cleats to overuse injuries, et cetera. But the main aspect, again, of iSport 360 is the communication with parents and coaches, evaluation of your son or daughter, recommendations for prevention of problems, for having more fun, dealing. Matter of fact, his topic in the book takes part in our third part of the book called The Experts Chime In, and he's talking about sideline behavior. Everybody's familiar with stories of the so-called Little League parents. You know, it's interesting. Melissa Orth mentioned something before that if fun and friends and participation isn't included, these kids quit. There are major articles just this past month in iSport 360 about burnout, about these kids. They've had it. It's like a drill. It's a job. Hey, not for me. So we really, really want to pay attention to these kinds of communications. And again, I would, number one, I'd get a copy of the book, and I would check out iSport 360. Terry says, my 16-year-old son has played hockey since he's 8 or 9 years old. He's always had foot and arch concerns. We've used so many different boots. You know, Terry, I'll talk to you about just what we said with Thomas. Orthotics and skates, I've been doing it for 35 years. a almost guarantee when done properly to get rid of your son's arch discomfort. Boots are all about fit. You really want, and you can try something like an over-the-counter, like a Superfeet device, been around for decades in skates. But we ironically, again, will find that the same orthotics, which can successfully get rid of that arch pain, is the same orthotic that might make your son a step or two quicker or better balance. So absolutely, see a good sports podiatrist, get some input regarding orthotics and your son hockey. Again, everybody, I want to thank everybody for listening. Thank our guests. Hey, we'll catch you next week, another episode of The Sports Doctor. Thank you.
Or near Aurora, Illinois, and you're into sports, fitness at any level, or your son or daughter is, you cannot forget about your feet. Your feet affect everywhere else. There are complex motions that come into play, especially in sports. Your ankles, knees, hips, and back all are affected with your foot mechanics. Come visit the office, Dr. Bob, and get evaluated. Check what shoes are best for you. I offer prescription orthotics, which is usually one of the major tools for treatment and prevention of foot-related ankle and leg problems. Also, enhancing performance. Step or two quicker, call 630-898-3505 or go to sportsdoctorradio.com.